Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode. And this time I'm back again with the lovely Deb. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm totally fine. I'm always happy when I do a podcast with you. And you?
Yeah, it's hasn't been that long since the last one. We've got a thing going here.
That's true. So maybe some people might think, oh, something is going on with these two right there. So maybe they're flirting, whatever, and that's a good point. Talking about flirting, dating. So that's our topic for today.
Yeah, considering you're in Germany and I'm in the United States. But yeah, online dating. Do you online date?
Well, the distance is for some people definitely a problem, but some people handle it pretty well, even if they live in total opposite countries. And to your question, not really, and especially in that time. Definitely not, although we have in Germany a total different situation with the corona, so it will be easier for us, but right
Yeah.
now definitely not. And what about you?
Yeah, US isn't doing so well when it comes to the coronavirus and being a divorced single parent, dating before corona was difficult and now it's a nightmare. Although I take that back a little bit because for me, I'm finding that it slows everything down. You can't meet as fast, and you actually spend the time to get to know someone.
True.
And, red flags come out and differences come out that aren't, I mean, everybody has differences, right? And that's just what humans experience. But
Yeah, sure.
there's some things that are complete, I don't know if you know the term, but deal breakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like there's been times where I'm talking to someone and you might like the way they look or you might have things in common, but then I think the more you take the time to talk to the person or what have you, I have decided or I have found that thank you, Corona, because you kept me from meeting this person that I really shouldn't meet.
True,
you
yeah, so
you
true.
know.
Yeah.
So have you ever, have you've never online dated or you just aren't doing it now?
No, definitely not. And even in the past, it was not really online dating because I would say, when it comes to online, I was always a little bit curious because I don't want to waste my time. And what I was also seeing immediately, a lot of people that tried to text and call and voice message with you for as long as possible, just to not to meet. So, and it was for me always weird because I'm a person, I want to do it as fast as possible. I understand, for example, let's play that role. I would do it with you when we text on Monday for the first time. We talk about different things, we text back and forth, and we get a little bit flirty, and then we want to meet as soon as possible. I would understand, okay, we just started, and maybe we can't just meet on Friday or Thursday. So I understand that, but I would definitely not wait 1 month. So I don't know how it is for you, but I don't like to wait that
Well,
long.
right now with
Yeah,
how things are
sure. Now
now,
it's totally different. Yeah.
before I would say there's sometimes I would match with a guy that was like 5 minutes away and I'd be like, hey, let's just meet for a drink and see if we have anything in common. And I would say at least half the time the person doesn't look like their pictures, at
Oh no,
least,
yeah, that's crazy.
or there's just nothing in common. So I've had a lot of first dates and a lot of guys complain about women who just go on one date and never again and they complain and I'm like, well, okay, if someone goes on one date with you never again, you're probably doing something wrong or they don't like you. I do not expect a guy, like a lot of guys are like, well, I'm not paying for dinner for you, and I'm like, good, don't pay for my dinner. Like, I don't
That's so stupid. I mean, you can at least offer it, and a classy lady like you would probably at least say that's very nice of you, but you don't need to do it. I would still pay that for you. But that's just me.
But I think
But
a lot of women, I don't know if it's a thing over there, but apparently over here, a lot of women just go on first dates to actually get free dinner so they don't have to pay for dinner. But that's just not something that I would ever do. So the women that are doing that, cut it out because you're giving those of us that wouldn't do
these
that a
these
bad
ones aren't
rap.
for you. So you would say immediately these ones are definitely not good for a man.
Well, but it's hard to tell because a lot of women, I've heard of there's such a thing as some women have like a 6 date rule. They'll lead a guy on for 6 dates so that he'll
Wow,
pay
that's
for
so
dinner.
stupid. All these rules are so stupid.
Or something. I forget exactly. Some guy told me about it, or I saw it somewhere. There are legitimately women that are probably going to listen to this that are mad at me for exposing them. But there's women that have maybe a 3 date, 4 date, because there's a lot of guys that are like, okay, if by date three we haven't had sex, then see you later. And I'm like, let's just call that out now. Nothing is happening anywhere close to 3 dates. So if that's a deal breaker, then don't even take me on 1 date. But
Yeah,
there's a lot of
that's
women. Yeah, I am. It's, you know, I've lived and learned. At my age, I have no desire to go on 3 dates with someone and have sex with them. Like, I still don't know you after 3 dates.
yes,
But
true.
the younger people are. They just they live. They think with the wrong parts of their body, and I understand that. And I've been through that. But I'm, you know, but then you
And I think
come.
also, would you say it's also a difference? Let's say we both chat and everything is cool, and we both yeah feel like, oh, that's it. That's getting very hot with us. If they both have that intention or they think about that anyway, then I think it wouldn't be the biggest problem if that happens within a week. But if you want to date for real and want to find out put a potential partner or somebody where you think maybe that can go in that direction, then that's definitely not the best solution. Or what would you
Yeah,
say?
I mean, if you have no intentions of having a future or a relationship with the person and you both want to get physical, then that's between the two of you. But I'm putting it out there that any guy that would ever potentially want to have a relationship with me, and that's really all that I'm looking for at this point. I'm just going to stay single until there's anyone that has any potential. Is that if you have a date rule, like by date three, then you're just clearly not for me. You're not looking to get to know me. And a relationship isn't sustained by physical attraction, and relationship is sustained by emotional and mental attraction.
True.
And
I
if you
think that's
have,
just the physical attraction is just the always the cherry on top.
right, but it can't be the thing that, every single guy in every single profile is like, I'm looking for a sexy woman, and we have chemistry that's just like a lightning bolt. And my saying is, and because I've learned, is relationships that start on fire end on fire. And so if you have the instant lightning bolt connection with someone where it's physical and hot and heavy, I can guarantee within 6 to 18 months, things are going to start to go really, really seriously badly because you've ignored everything and you're just living on passion and you're overlooking all of the red flags and all of the bad stuff that's really underlying in the relationship. Because I've been there. So, I've had to learn my lessons to get to where I am now. And I'm very happy with my life being content. And I will only add someone into my life if they add to it. If they make me a better person, if we get along in all areas. But anybody listening that's trying to sustain a relationship because the sex is good, it's gonna fail.
True. Because that's just that can only last so long, even if it would be a year or 2 years. But 2 years would be pretty much long, or very, very long. I think normally it drops within a year. So you're totally right on that. Plus, also, if you have a certain age, I would even say if you're already over 20, at least for me, it was like that. If the person doesn't give you value, the person has nothing to do in your life.
But I think a lot of people, and I, my former self, you have low self-esteem, you settle for people that don't treat you well because you just, well, somebody is better than nobody. That's when you get into bad relationships, and then until you value yourself and love yourself and don't let anybody treat you, so you hear like treat yourself the way you would treat your best friend. But most of us don't do that. We beat ourselves up. We have negative self-talk. And then when you're doing that to yourself, then that's what you accept in a partner that beats you up and talks to you negatively. So I'm loving this kind of season in my life where I've taken the time to grow internally and take care of things and learn new things. And it's, so many people have been like, oh, you're not happy until you're never going to be fully happy until you're happy, fully happy alone. And you get that when you get that. I didn't get it until like the last year, and I was like, oh, now I get it. Like, I can be perfectly happy having a night
Yeah,
alone. I don't have to have
process,
somebody
right?
complete. Yeah.
That's
But like
definitely a
having
learning
somebody.
process.
Oh, yeah. And I think, I mean, there's a lot of people that learned that lesson earlier than I did. Maybe you've already learned that lesson. If I think it's okay to like being alone. There's nothing wrong with you, but maybe at least in my generation, my age, group, you learned that you're not, you were taught that what's wrong with you if you don't have a boyfriend or a husband,
Yeah, true.
and it's like, well, I'm probably a lot happier single right now than most married people are.
That I can guarantee you that we can also, I tell you exactly a few people. I will not mention names, of course, but I can tell you from experience. And as I told you and all the people out there listening, my podcast will be as there's nothing to hide. So if it's too direct for some people, then I'm sorry. You can just skip to the next episode. But I can tell you, to your point, you're more happy than most people who are married. I see that a lot, especially on Instagram and talking about online dating, that married women text me, but just it starts with following you, then they liking your pictures and comment, and then you say, hey, thank you for the follow support, and then text you, and then they want to ask you for fitness tips and everything, but their real reason is a different one. And then
Oh, that's, trust me, it's whatever you get, it's worse on my end. Men are definitely worse.
I bet. But that's then the thing that you can see, because if you would be 100% happy married, you would not go into that talk with
Right.
somebody.
Yeah.
So that's why something is then definitely not in the right place. And then they argue, well, yeah, they still kind of love each other or like each other, but if, again, it's not right, then it starts off with that. And if somebody knows how to deal with that, can capitalize off that, he or she will really go into that, and then the woman or the man who's married, will definitely fall for that.
Well, and anybody that has low self-esteem or is looking for attention from the opposite sex is going to fall for that, and so there this conversation could go on for hours.
So true.
I mean, because it's, I can't even tell you, I've gotten it from every angle. And I am not, I'm no angel. I've not been perfect, done perfect. I've learned from things I've done wrong. I've learned from things I've done right. On Instagram, anybody listening from Instagram, if you're a guy that is married or a woman that is married and you're texting inappropriate things, messaging, DMing inappropriate things, you're putting the person that's receiving these in an inappropriate position. And I have to say, for the most part, I have a lot of single guys and a few married guys that text me very appropriately. I've made some really good Instagram friends, and I really cherish those friendships and appreciate the guys that are appropriate. It's the guys that are married and they're inappropriate, not cool. And
Yeah,
same with
sure.
you. Same with you. The women that text you that are, it's because they're not getting from their marriage or from themselves what they need, and so they're reaching
True,
out and
and then
trying to get it
they
from
want
someone
it
else.
from you. Yeah, so true, and then
Yeah.
start saying that they really want more from that other person. But if you see it from a psychological standpoint, that just it's just the way they think like that, because they want that physical so bad, that physical attraction and sex and everything, that they think, oh, they might fall in love with that person
But
next
it
to us.
comes, it goes back to what I was talking about, is those people aren't happy alone. They can't be alone. And so they're going to reach for that person as their drug.
Yeah, 100%, and they will be always there texting you and everything. And as you said, there's nothing wrong with support if they're married and they support you and you have lovely, good conversations and everything. That's also okay. For me, it's also okay if they sending you a kiss or heart in the comments or smileys, emojis. What a lot of people do, I don't value that too much because a lot of people do that. That's just a thing of showing support. So that wouldn't be an indicator for me immediately that somebody flirts. But if it goes into the DMs like that all the time and with a lot of hints in that direction, you know, then it's not good. But of experience online dating, right? Or is it,
I have more online dating experience than I would like to have, honestly.
But not
in
in the
some,
corona, right? In the corona, you did nothing.
I have
Basically.
not, I have been on like one date in like the last year. I
Oh.
yeah, since Corona, I've been focusing on myself, my kids, my
Okay.
business.
So, but you have still, do you have sometimes people where you interact with them or they want to flirt with you and you also flirt a little bit back and maybe you did phone calls or
Online?
video calls? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm on like we talked about earlier, or I think we talked about I'm on Bumble. It's a pretty
Yeah,
common app here.
by the way, I researched that. There's also a page on Instagram called Bumble Germany, so it's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so the, you know, don't no respect to the company. I do. I have had several conversations with people that I think online dating apps in general, they don't match you with people that are your best matches because they want to keep you on their app. I
Yeah,
really believe that.
I think so too.
Because if they were really trying to match people together, then there wouldn't be so many people out here that have no match. Like the statistic, it's like 1 in 1,000 people might find somebody on there, and those are not good odds. But what message I really want to drive home, and this is, I'm speaking as a woman, so I'm speaking to men, but I'm also speaking to women, is quit putting old crappy photos up because it's fake. Quit lying about your age because that's starting something with a lie. You know, like if someone doesn't like you for your age, then they're not the person for you.
True, and then you should probably be happy because then you'll find that out in a minute without even going into details and texting that much. And that's here's the thing what I would say about age. If you're really unhappy about your age, then it's mostly because you look really old or you really look like your age. And if that's the case, that means you probably don't work out, you probably don't take care of your nutrition. Once you fix that, and you can back me up on that, you will definitely look better and fresh and have more energy, and then 50, 60, or 40 is not really what it is. So you feel definitely way younger.
Well, I mean, I think it all, everything at the end of the day goes back to self-love and self-care. If you don't care about yourself, you don't love yourself, then you're not taking care of yourself. And then that's when you start to resort to fake pictures and lying about your age. And, you know, if you really want to attract the right person for you, you're not going to have to play tricks and lie to do that. And so, you know, be yourself. If everybody was actually themselves, real pictures, real age, no fakeness, more relationships would last. But the problem is people try to be what they think others want them to be. And that's what you can only hold that up for so long. You know, I was in a narcissistic relationship after my marriage, and this guy completely had me fooled. And anybody listening that has, and this can be a whole other podcast on narcissism, but you know, you go into a relationship with someone that's pretending to be who you want, and you think, oh, this is great. But then things progress, or maybe you move in together, and this person who's been lying about everything that they are, they can't sustain that. And so that's when things start to go downhill. And I just watch relationship after relationship. You know, people that like me, they get divorced and then they get into a relationship and they fall in love real quick. And now I see it, and it's almost like watching a train wreck. I'm like, I can't watch, I can't watch. Oh my gosh. Like, I know where this is headed, and I've predicted pretty much everyone. Everybody that starts a relationship when they're separated or newly divorced, at least 75% of those are going to fail.
Yeah, I
So,
think so too. Because would you say that's, I mean, we exclude the people with a lot of self-esteem, like you are people even with more self-esteem and skills, because I think skills also is a big factor. If people who are really high achiever have big, big, big skills, they also have a big self-esteem and they're different. But the people who are recently out of their marriage or recently single, a lot of them, they want immediately that physical, they want just like what they say, freedom, whatever, and then that shit happens to them also.
Well, I mean, you get out of a relationship and you miss being in a relationship sometimes, and so you don't work on fixing yourself and what you did wrong. I'd say 75% of men that I meet, and maybe 75% of women you meet that are just out of a relationship, that are like, my ex is crazy. And as soon as someone says their ex is crazy, that is a huge red flag to me. I will run, I will
Because
stop communicating.
that maybe means also maybe you are crazy also.
Or maybe you drove them crazy.
True,
You made them
yeah.
crazy, you know? And, you know, every relationship I have learned, every relationship has three sides to the story: his side, her side, and the truth. And the only way you're going to get the truth is if you were a fly on the wall throughout the marriage or the relationship, and you know, you saw everything that happened. And the only people that see everything that happens are the ones in the relationship. You know, so you know, my marriage wasn't perfect, but I tried to keep it intact for our kids in terms of being amicable. And you know, I don't stop my kids from going over to my ex's. He doesn't stop them from going here. We co-parent beautifully
Well, that's
in a
basically good. That's at least a good thing that then you have it as healthy as possible after you are not married anymore. That's basically, I think, it's been a good thing.
Oh, I think if more people could just learn to get along, that just is a repeating theme in marriages and work environments and in life, in the pandemic, in the world. You know, it's not, I've learned that compromise isn't a good word. It used to be like, oh, compromise. But I've learned through NLP, which I'm studying avidly, that when you compromise, both people lose a little bit of what they want. So instead, give each other what they want. You don't have to, that which means this, they both people get fulfilled. So rather than compromising, that means each person is settling, which I don't think anybody should ever settle. And if you're married and you can't give each other what you want, then it's probably not a healthy marriage. So
True.
I'm all for working out differences and trying to stay married if both parties want that. But as soon as both parties don't want that, it's a broken relationship that can't be repaired until if both people don't want it. And I'm a huge advocate for, I know this turned from Bumble and online dating to divorce, so I'll get back
That's good.
to online
Nice.
dating, I feel like I don't want to be the poster child for divorce, but a lot of people look at my family, and our family is more functional than most intact, you know, marriages and with kids, because rather than being in a toxic fighting environment, my kids have had two loving homes, and you know, who we've learned to work together in a co-parenting situation. So my kids didn't have to be, you know, I grew up in under a roof that was just constant toxic tension, anger, fighting. And that's not a good environment to grow up in. And that's what you're teaching your kids relationships are. So I can't, if I had a dollar for every man that told me, you know, I'm going to stay in my marriage until my kids are 18 and then I'm leaving. I'm like, oh, good. So you give them the full 18 years to screw them up.
Yeah, that's never a good solution. Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
So people can definitely admire you how you handle that, and I told you that private before, but I can also do it in public. I really admire you for what you do, and I like just your attitude, and I think a lot of people can learn from that. So I definitely keep going with that, and that's what I would say. Then also maybe a reason why it's hard with online dating for you or for people like you at your level, because you're just, to be honest, too good for them.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I take that as a compliment, but I don't feel like I'm too good for anybody. I feel like I'm in a good place with
Yeah,
myself.
but not in a bad
Yeah.
way to
But I
good,
mean,
but
I'm waiting
you
for someone that's.
have a level.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to make a good relationship, two people have to be good by themselves and then come together and make each other better. And
Yeah.
so, you know, a lot of people have a lot of baggage and stuff that they have to deal with, which I'm hoping to coach a lot of people and have a lot of programs to help people really quickly with, people with PTSD, anxiety, depression, trauma in their life. They're never going to come to a relationship whole within themselves until they work on that. And once they fix that, then they're going to find the relationship that they're looking for. No other person in life is going to fix you. You know, they might make you happy, like we talked about earlier, for that year or two,
Yeah.
but they're not gonna, once that year, the newness wears off and I forget the name of the love hormone, but that love hormone, once it stops to drop off, if you're not built on a strong foundation, you're just gonna be looking for a new relationship, which is why a lot of
Yeah.
people just go from relationship to relationship because they're just addicted to
Yeah.
that new love and that new fakeness.
All the endorphins and everything goes away, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm searching for, someone that is that total package for me and vice versa, in that even the worst parts of me, the person can accept and vice versa. And it's just, you can ride the highs and lows together. The highs don't bring you together and the lows divide you.
Yeah.
I think that's too common. So everybody out there online dating, be real. Don't
Yeah,
lie.
that's the thing. Always with the real, a lot of people are fake because their personality is fake in real life, against themselves, because they either don't know where they stand or they're not fixed, as you said. And that I can also give it or compare it to a physical example. When people knee problem, hip problem, whatever. A lot of them, they go to a doctor, and then he says, of course, he needs surgery. And then they get the surgery, and the surgery makes them feel better for a few weeks or months, but then they will still have pain, and then they need surgery after surgery. And the reason is because they just didn't fix the habits, the bad habits they have, and the problems. For example,
Yeah.
they have bad knees because they don't work out, because they sit constantly. But the surgery does, and it's the same then with the relationship. So for people, to break it a little bit down.
Oh yeah, like people with, and this is no judgment because people with severe weight issues have they have issues inside. And
Yeah.
so when you have issues inside, that creates a weight issue. Then it's going to create joint issues. And so I know many people that, they go have surgery to fix their knee. Well, that 300 pounds, even though you have surgery, your knee's never going to get better. And then your other knee's probably
Yeah.
going to get bad too, and your hips and your back. And
True.
so it's like if you fix, that's what I like about NLP is it fixes the whatever's going on inside. And a lot of people that start getting help and fixing the inside, then their weight issues disappear, their alcohol issues disappear. You
Yeah.
know, it, there's a ripple effect once you start to heal the inside too, and it goes out and out and out and out. So anyway.
It's 100%. So I really like that conversation. You have always good ideas. What would you say then, maybe as a tip, or maybe some flirting tips for online dating? I know it's sometimes hard because people also live in a little bit in a bubble with the online dating, and a lot of people can fake it with the compliments, and people also seeking always get so hyped up, and they're so happy,
Yeah.
you know.
I would say, a lot, I know men and women communicate differently a lot. All the men that are trying to send inappropriate pictures or talk about sex real fast and get inappropriate, try to keep that side of you kept away for a little while. Again, relationships that start on fire end on fire almost every time. And
Yeah.
so if you're just looking for the physical aspect, then you're not looking for a relationship, and there's apps for that. But if you're trying to flirt with a woman, honestly, I think the most the sexiest thing a man can do is ask questions about, like, show that you're interested and don't just be fake. Like, really be interested.
Yeah, real
Because,
questions.
yeah, what a guy that's gonna find out that's never invested time in trying to get to know a woman is he's gonna find out that once he learns what makes her laugh, what makes her smile, what brightens her day, what her favorite color is, what her favorite animal is, what she likes to do in her downtime. Like, does she like baths? Does she like to read books? Does she like to go for walks? Does she go to the gym? If a guy spends time learning what a woman likes and then acts on that and really comes together. Now, if he doesn't have the same interests, then there you go. There's no hope of a relationship if
Exactly, and
you
but
have
then it
nothing in
saves you
common.
also time, right? It saves you time if you ask
Exactly.
as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I have all the respect for in the world for men that just come out and say, I'm not looking for a relationship, I'm looking for something casual. Fine, I'm going to bypass you. I'm not even going to look at you. I'm not even going to choose you. But
Yeah,
thank
sure.
you for saving my time, you know? So when you're flirting with a woman, don't assume that she wants to be flirted with you the way you've always done it with a lot of men. And I speak this way, I'm not talking badly about men because I'm just not, I date men. But
Yeah, but I know
a
what you
lot
mean.
of,
That the other way around could be also then the same. So I think people know what you mean.
Yeah, well, but a lot of guys, well, women do it too, and I'm like, I understand that, but I don't date women. I don't care if women date women and men
Sure.
date men, but I just date men. And so, don't assume that the person you're talking to receives information the same way as your ex. Like, some guys are like, well, my ex loved when I do that. Like, some guy did something. It wasn't sexual or anything, but I forget what it was. He did something. He's like, oh, my ex used to love that. And I was like,
Yeah.
first of all, I'm your ex. Second of all, you shouldn't be talking about your ex with someone new. And third of all, I don't like that. So don't do
Yeah.
it again. You know, like you have to take each individual person. And, you know, of course, you can say things and do things, and there's trial and error. But once you have to give this person the benefit of the doubt that they're different than the last person you were with. Not everybody likes this joke. Not everybody likes this beer. Not
So true.
everybody likes, you know, to have someone stick their tongue in your ear, you know?
Yes, sometimes you need to find out different things, and I see flirting, and I open up now a little bit. Maybe some women will think, okay, that's good to know. When other guys do that, they maybe will compare it with me, but that's how I am, but it's also my personality. And you know me a little bit, so you can understand that I see giving compliments or making people feel good as a joy. I really have a joy in that. And that makes me really happy if I tell you honest things, what I like about you. And that just fulfills. I think you feel it, and people who know me, they can feel it and see it. But if another one tries to copy, so to say, my moves, it would fail.
But also, I caution you, I don't know what it's like in Germany, but in America, guys that overcompliment women, they it it does it it has a different meaning. So, you know, a lot of American women would be like, what in the world is this guy trying to do? And it when you know, just there has to be a healthy balance,
Yeah,
that doesn't
so that's
sound like
I
you're.
think maybe there is something behind that. Yeah, but for me, it's that I just give the compliments when deserved, but in the return, I'm direct. That means if you would do something stupid, I would not hesitate to say that. I'm always a private, direct person, so I would never say on Instagram, oh, she said that, look how stupid she is. No, I would always say that to the people to the person face to face. So I'm like that. But I just think because we live in a world where people anyway give you not that much positivity or compliment or just make you smile, try with little gestures. So I think you're definitely right. Balance is a key, but there's nothing wrong in giving a lot of compliments or gestures or show people how you appreciate them.
And don't be afraid to be, excuse me, direct. Sorry.
That's okay.
I got something in my throat.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm definitely not afraid to be direct because I'm always like that, and I know a lot of people don't like it, and that's okay for me. But I will definitely also not change that for people. That's for sure.
I'm like
Are you okay?
affecting a bug or something.
You need maybe something to drink?
Yeah, but I don't have anything. Well, we should probably cut this short because I'm choking and we could go on and on and
Yeah,
on.
we can. So I think that part before, I don't want her to die or anything. So we can definitely at this part break it up. I know you out there probably want to hear a lot more because now it's getting interesting. But I can tell you we'll definitely follow up on that episode because I think when it comes to these kind of topics, you can talk for hours about that.
Yeah.
Next time we will definitely do a longer one, so we'll try to make that happen. Yeah, thank you so much, everybody listening out there, and for the support as always. Thank you, Deb, for your time and for
Thank
the
you.
really interesting conversation. And yeah, bye,
All
everyone.
right. Bye.
Yeah.